1240 AM WSBC. Yes. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Jim McGing, personal injury attorney here in Chicago, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub in Beverly and in Bridgeport, Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Delicious.
And that lovely Telmore Dew Irish Whiskey.
The Elixir.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is my twin brother, Billy.
What's up?
Billy, hi.
Hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay?
High praise.
Hello. Mask up. 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 Mask up.
Is that a Disney song?
It is now. Mask up propaganda songs.
Mask up propaganda.
Right. Pritzker's favorite kind of British invasion rock. That's been the story. We are on high alert here if the coronavirus is back. People are very worried about their Thanksgivings being interrupted. And
Thanksgiving, we can't slice the turkey together, Derek.
That's a serious thing, and Derek is upset about it.
Take a year off. You'll be fine.
I don't know. I mean, even my parents were dealing with this earlier this week, so it's been on my brain. Obviously, the news and, you know... lots of the schools are, you know, well, the public schools haven't gone back, but the Catholic schools, some of them are starting to falter a little bit. I know that all the athletic extracurricular stuff that my daughter is in has now been canceled for a while.
Yep.
The money's been prorated, you know, back to whenever we turn this back on or whenever this is over.
Sure.
Right. And I get back to Thanksgiving, right? Everyone's worried, like, okay, so we don't get to have Thanksgiving now. So there is. It's starting to feel divided again. You know, we had the election. There was a lull. I mean, I don't know if it's ever really stopped, but I feel like it's heating up again as these things become enforced, right?
You know who I blame?
Who do you blame?
Marcus J. Zuckerberg.
You know what? Musk just jumped Zuckerberg as he's richer than Zuckerberg.
Is he?
Yeah, just by a couple billion dollars.
That's their duel?
Yeah, well, that is your duel when you have that. That's what they compete for. It's Bezos, Musk, Gates.
Well, we know that Musk and Zuckerberg dressed up as each other for Halloween.
Yes.
Right? The ethos of this program.
In real life.
I would love to see
those
two.
They're constantly dressing up as each other.
They should make Musk and Zuckerberg go through the exact course that Billy Madison goes through with the guy.
Do you think we should come up with? There's got to be some sort of a app for it, but where we could morph Zuckerberg and Musk together to see what they would look like as a woman.
Ooh, wouldn't that be cool?
What would we call her?
I don't know, but this is a very deep state conversation.
Victoria
Muskerberg or Muskerberg?
Elaine Muskie.
Elaine Muskie is the name of that character.
She sounds like a lady that works at Jiffy Lube.
Yes, she does. She's manager of Jiffy Lube. Elaine Muskie.
Corporate.
Right.
VP.
Elaine Muskie, VP corporate, Jiffy Lube.
Sure.
Director
this is
sales.
The part of the show where it just takes a left turn.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to hear about it.
Anyway,
the numbers are on the rise. You know, they say 1 in 15 people in Chicago has this thing.
I know this. My dad was really upset because he just moved into a new building, and there was a notice up in the building.
Gotta wipe everything down?
No, it's like you can't have any visitors here now. You know, no one can come over on Thanksgiving. We're all watching you on camera. And it was like, hey, wait a second. You know, like, I didn't sign up for this. You know, this is against our rights. You know, I understand that, you know, and a lot of the businesses are now just revolting, you know, and saying, no, not going to do it. And what I'm getting at, and you may disagree with me, I believe that we're being cautious, right? I want to be cautious. But I'm also starting of the belief is like, hey, we're taking steps backwards here. Like, let's rough ride this, you know? And the way we do it is we don't sit in a foxhole and go, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Get out and start running towards the goal line, you know? And if we know what that is, I think that means, you know, let's not live in fear. Let's not lock things down. At this point, we are a lot more self-aware than we were when COVID first hit, right?
Yeah.
We've all been trained to start washing the hands more and wearing the mask. This is not a new lifestyle that we had to take on.
Totally.
We get it. We've been practicing it. We understand that, yes, as the seasons change, sure, COVID has a higher existence to be able to be transmitted through the air, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, fine, you know? But I think sitting inside and worrying
COVID
about
music?
It.
Yeah, Dr. Feelgood?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I am of the belief that, no, the holidays are not going to be taken away from us this year. We're just going to go full steam ahead, you know. If I croak in the process, so be it. You know, I'm not worried about it.
Did you get a phone call from Eric Trump today?
Yeah. He said, listen, me and Doug the White House
listen,
alien list.
Read this script.
Last night, I was in the basement of the White House, and I saw Doug the alien, and we watched Christmas Vacation. Okay?
Here's the deal. I agree with everything you said, right?
Yeah.
But there's people who can't do that stuff that you just said. They can't wash their hands. They don't do any of it.
Right, but I guess I'm getting mad. I'm upset now with the media. It's like, stop scaring people. We already know.
They're trying to scare everyone into staying in their houses, basically.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Because that's how the numbers are going to go down. You can't argue with the numbers. Go to any hospital and walk around, and it's going to be a tragic sight. There's going to be people hacking their lungs up all over the place.
Yeah, regardless if there's COVID or not. Yeah.
No, more so because of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's why I'm starting to get exasperated where it's like, we need to start taking on a new mindset here. You know, because sitting around and waiting for, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to wait this out. Someday this will end.
Dude, it's going to be years.
Yeah, that's what that's what I mean. It's like sitting in a stalled
no,
position.
No, like this anxiety is going to last for years.
It's bad for people's mental health is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
it's
I heard like, a guy
no,
say like,
move forward.
You'll be 90. It'll be like 95% back to normal in 2024 after like 2,500 rounds of the vaccine.
Right. Well, they're saying that about major businesses too.
Billy's Candy.
It's weird. It is such a weird. No, Billy's Candy. That might be get launched during COVID. We might have to write a business plan for that.
Billy's Delivery Candy.
No, it's just a scary feeling too, and I understand where you're at. The anxiety is high, especially actually I'm considered an essential worker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out in the field every day, and I'm going into stores, and it's like, see, the rough part about it, and I can understand both, you know, some people are going out there and they're working, and they're like, all right, I'm working my ass off. My job is potentially in danger of being cut, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's like those people feel so handicapped by it because it's like, if I don't work and say I'm staying at home, I might not have a job anymore.
Well, I think about
if I go out and work, I still have it. And then they come with the mentality that, well, I'm being exposed to COVID anyways every day. And I haven't gotten it yet.
All these checks hanging over your head, like, you might get a check, you might not.
Right. We don't have a stimulus. It's like, oh, let's lock everybody up, but we're not giving you any money, you know, and you're all broke. Oh, and the holidays are going to come and they're going to suck for you, you know, and you're like, hey, no, they're not. You know, like, I think that's what people are starting to say, you know? And I'm turning into, like, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh right now, you know? Ah, I want to yell into the mic.
Take a step
back. You know? Ha!
Yeah.
Got to step back and think more about Elon Musk. You know, that's more of where our show lies.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're not a political show. We're a comedy hour.
Yeah.
Lean more towards your Andy Cooper.
Who's Andy Cooper?
Anderson Cooper. I call him Andy.
Oh yeah. What about him?
If you lean in that way, you'll be in the middle. You got Jones on the right, Cooper on the left.
What if Alex Jones and Anderson Cooper were
fought Musk and
were morphed in together, and that person became a woman.
And then that woman fought Zuckerberg, the morph of Zuckerberg and Musk.
You mean that woman fought Elon Musk?
And Morph Wars won.
Morph Wars. What a great concept.
Yeah, it's mine. I own it.
COVID Morph Wars.
I'll tell you what, when I'm out of here and we start Trump TV, I want a deal for Morph Wars. I want Morph Wars on at prime time, 7 p.m. We're going to have a half Anderson Cooper mutant bot mesh with a Jones and Alex Jones mutant bot, and then we're going to turn it into a female, and that's going to fight half Musk, half Zuckerberg. Female version.
Morph.
Elon Musky versus, what is Cooper and Alex Jones thing name?
Anderson Jones.
Anderson.
That's not a woman's
Alexandra,
name.
Alexandra Jonasson?
Alexandra Cooperfield.
Alexandra Cooperfield versus Elon Musky.
Where does Cooperfield? Oh, yeah, Cooperfield. Yeah, sure. Anderson, I like that. Cooper. Alexandra Cooperfield versus Elon Musky.
Sure.
In Morph Wars?
That's correct.
In Morph Wars, season one. Yeah. Wow.
What a world.
Well, that's how you have to think to kind of escape COVID, right?
What you need to do during COVID is you need to wake up and get back on your regimen and have a hot bowl of oatmeal.
That's right.
Okay, most importantly.
Yeah.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. This show is presented by it. We'll be back after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
Folks, if you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James Jim McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits from construction accidents. Mr. McGing has a long history of representing first responders and formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He served as an assistant state's attorney and was legal counsel to the sheriff of Cook County. As a judge, Jim McGing has presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So, don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm. 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. Call Jim McGing today at 773-467-8000. Once again, 773-467-8000.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Oh!
Morph Wars.
Isn't this in Mrs. Doubtfire?
Let's use the song from Doubtfire.
You mean Dude Looks Like a Lady?
Yes. Because Steven Tyler does look like a lady now.
I love Doubtfire.
I'm not sure if he voted for me or not, so.
Doubtfire. Trump's seen Mrs. Doubtfire, you think?
I think Trump's going to pull a Doubtfire and dress up as a maid and stay in the White House forever.
That'd be amazing. That's another sitcom.
That is a great.
Trump pulls a Mrs. Doubtfire and he's the new cook for Biden.
He's seething every time he's serving food.
Yeah, he's like, I made soup and you run off to go talk to Putin before you try my soup. You commie.
Oh, man.
That's nuts.
You know what you call it?
What do you call it?
The First Lady.
The First Lady.
No, because he's not the First Lady.
No, he's not.
The First Lady's
the First
Maid.
The First Maid.
The Last Maid.
The Last Maid. I don't know.
The Last Maid.
This summer.
Starring Robert Englund.
Actually, the
Robert Englund plays the Last Maid. Huh?
No,
forget Trump. We want Freddy Krueger
instead. He's in it.
Can the guy who played Freddy Krueger play me? Can we get the guy who played Krueger to play me? I mean, Robert
it's
Englund.
It's always been my dream.
Is it Robert Englund or England?
Can I call Jennifer him Roberts, Robert Englund.
Can I call him Robert Britton instead?
Something amazing happened tonight.
What?
Bill walked in, and I made a reference to the Blood Street Gang because he's wearing a red bandana.
Yeah, see, he looks like Don Cheadle from
Colors. And
then
I made a reference to myself because I have a blue T-shirt on.
Yeah, and you're a crap.
And I said, well, I have a blue Bob Marley T-shirt, a Tough Gong, which is the production company that Bob Marley owned.
Okay.
And Bill goes, I, too, am wearing a Bob Marley T-shirt.
Look at you
and
guys.
He unzipped his coat, and sure enough, we're both wearing Bob Marley T-shirts.
This was a little Target purchase for $8.99.
God bless you. Nothing like hearing a Chicago guy talk about Bob Marley. I love Bob Marley.
You know, one love? Right. Bob Marley at Target in the same sentence?
Ooh. Went home, sparked a spliff, watched the Bears lose.
Yeah, they got their brains kicked in.
Had some Johnnies.
Right, boom.
Fell asleep.
Speaking of, an all-around great COVID day, you know? We talk of Target.
Yes, Pat, we do.
I haven't had to go there recently because now I'm onto a new store called Five Below.
Are you still fixing electronics?
Yes, I am. I'll get to that. I replaced
it's unbelievable. I witnessed it.
I replaced the logic board this week.
I don't know what that is.
It's important. It's the mind of a computer.
It is.
And
should be your motto for your company. Patty Houlihan's electronic fix-it company, the mind of a computer.
Right.
You. It's a picture of you in your head. The top of your head is all wires and motherboards.
Yes.
You mean that like his top of his head looks like he's like in a RoboCop outfit. It looks like RoboCop with just like computer parts off the top of his head?
Sure. Okay. We'll get the design team.
Boss, I'm sorry I wasn't all there today. A little short in the motherboard. You know what I mean? I'll be on time next week. I'm sorry.
That'll be the name of your
boat.
I'm sure
there's a lot of people that have said that to their boss.
We'll get to the computer stuff in a moment.
Okay, go ahead. Back to your shopping.
Yeah. What'd you do during COVID? Well, they told us to stay in. I decided perfect time to go shopping.
Okay.
So I have not gone to Target, but now I'm at Five Below. It's my new spot.
Yeah, nice. Right?
It's a notch up from the dollar store. Actually, it's many notches up from the dollar store.
Ooh. You're tickling the racks over there?
I am. I got three new phone cases. Ooh, sometimes all you need is a new phone case during COVID to just get you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just simple pleasures in
life. Your operating system and get a new phone case.
Beautiful.
You know, it's like an electronic makeover, you know?
It's reborn.
It is. You start kissing
it's
it
like
again.
It's like getting a new phone.
Yeah, you're playing with it more. It's great.
Yeah.
I did that, but mainly I went there because my son Mikey Clay, a couple episodes back, folks, you can find archives of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Mm.
It'll all start to make a lot more sense.
Yes.
We talked about Mikey's obsession with horror figures and then wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
Because he was at your house and your kids have all those action figurines of wrestlers.
Yes, yes, switched yes, them. Yes.
Well, Five Below has them, right?
Oh,
at least we thought they did. He's been begging me all week to go there because the eBay ones.
What do they have, like action figures that say like Bandy Gavage?
No. Maybe. Bandy Gavage, you say?
Like Randy Savage, the Macho Man, or he's called Bandy Gavage. Right.
Or the Stone instead of the Rock.
Right. Sulk Hogan. You know, he's
Sulk
like a
Hogan.
Sad he's a sad Hulk Hogan.
Brad Hogan.
Sulking Hogan.
Right.
Sulky.
Sulk Hogan, you know? He's like, you know, don't eat your vitamins. Stay depressed. Right. You know?
Jake the Goat
Hide
Roberts.
In your house. Be afraid of COVID. You know? Sulk Hogan.
Yeah.
No, Bill, they don't have knockoffs. They don't have Chinese wrestlers.
They don't have Chinese wrestlers.
Yes, they do.
That's what I said when I walked into Five Below. Y'all got Chinese wrestlers for the kids? On sale for the kids? Any Chinese wrestlers
up in
here?
Those are less than $5, right?
Yeah, we got Chinese wrestlers. They're like aisle 12 right next to the Botsy game. No, I went there, Clay, because we ordered some of those figurines on eBay, right?
Sure.
A lot, they call that on eBay, like where you get like a, you know.
A lot for a little.
Yes. And I thought, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get like 20 of these guys at once and dump them in bleach and Mikey will be happy and I'll have saved myself a fortune. Mm-hmm. And he'll feel like he's had the greatest present he's had in a long time.
Yes.
Well, Mikey was begging me all week, you know. After I ordered them on eBay, like, are you tracking the shipment? Where is it right now? I'm like, oh, it says here it's at the Carroll Stream facility. It'll be here in a day, you know? Yeah. And once Mikey understood that I had the tracking app, he bugged me every 20 minutes. Where is it now? Where? Look at it. See if it's closer. Is it getting here? And it was starting to drive me nuts. Uh-huh. And then the action figure came, right? Yes. Finally, on Saturday, ooh, after all this begging and begging and begging.
Yeah. The lots showed up.
We see it. Mikey's practically waiting at the door all day for the mailman to get there.
Yeah.
And the guy shows up, and he doesn't have a box. He's got an envelope, all right?
Mm. What?
I'm like, what's this, all right? Yeah. And we get it, and we open it up, and it's not a lot of wrestlers. It's one, yeah. All right? One used action WWE figurine. Yeah. Mikey and I had no idea who the guy was. He's in a pink leotard. Mikey had smoke coming out of his ears. He was so upset, right? He was like, what is this? Where are the rest of them? You know? Yeah. I go, I'm confused. I don't know,
Mike. I'm confused.
No, I was...
I screwed up on eBay.
Yes, I screwed up on eBay. So...
You didn't read the fine print.
I got scammed on eBay, where they make it look like you're buying all of them, and then in the fine print it says, we will select one of these figures for you, and it's a grab bag, and just send it to you that way.
Yes. That's why it's $3.
So now I'm going... It was $9, which or $12 with shipping or something.
So you got ripped off.
Well, yeah, I felt ripped off.
So Mikey, you did get ripped off.
Well, then I had to make a promise to Mike. You know, I was like, all right, we'll go buy Five Below and see if they have them there, right? Because I figured, okay, if they're under $5 a guy, I'll buy like five or six of them, you know?
And saved?
We go there and they don't have them. Right?
Should get them a Dustbuster.
For Christmas, a Dustbuster? Well, I would have liked to have gotten them Sulk Hogan, even if, you know...
Even if he was available?
Even if he was available. But they didn't have anything at Five Below. But they had some fake poop, you know, okay, that you see in a trick shop, and some dingy play handcuffs, and Mikey's brain was switched. You know, that's the beautiful thing about a kid, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I go, what about this? I go, don't worry about the wrestlers, Mike. Look, they got fake poop, you know? And he was like, oh, yeah, oh, they got fake poop. Okay, I'm into that, you know? Uh-huh. And so we got some fake poop, and I got some phone cases, you know?
Oh.
And then I went home, and I did a little electronic work.
Like a heck of a COVID day.
It's a heck of a COVID day.
COVID hustler.
COVID what?
Hustler.
I'm a COVID hustler.
Yeah,
there's a COVID hustler.
You don't let it get you down. You know, you're fighting the wind.
Well, we said last week I do want to be an Instagram influencer.
That's about to happen.
I'm not letting that dream go. Last week you guys suggested that my lifestyle is more half Kaczynski, half Tim Allen.
Yeah, you were a German bookstore owner for a while.
Yes, I once owned a German bookstore in Wisconsin.
That's what you've become.
Yeah, well, a used German bookstore owner.
Correct.
But I went back home, and yes, I am still heavy into the fix-it phase, right? Mm. And much thanks to YouTube. It's amazing what you can accomplish with you. Hashtag YouTube. What you can do with all these uploaded videos that you couldn't do 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is stuff where I'm sitting in my house, and I'm bored, and I'm going through drawers, and I'm like, look at all these old bricked computers that I had. I wonder what's on them. I wonder if I have any old screenplays on them that I wrote and, you know, just works, things that I had started work on and just bailed on or whatever. And I'm curious about, you know.
But they're totally dead and smashed?
They're dead and dinged up, and, you know, they might have had liquid damage to them or whatever.
Liquid
but
damage?
No. So I've just started, yes.
It's the name of my punk band.
Mm, it's a good one. I've just started grabbing them, yeah. And I got a toolkit, a computer laptop repair. Like, it's got, like, 20 different screwdrivers and a spudger and, like, all this stuff to take the stuff apart. And yeah. Now I'm trying to fix old iPhones. I'm, like, popping the screens off of them and looking at the inner components and watching videos about how it all works. So, yes, I had two old MacBook Pros, and I completely rebuilt. They were both broken, and I just took all the parts out of it and tested them and figured out which parts work, and then I just rebuilt one. And put a new, and got it up and running and put a new operating system on it and everything. Like, it took me like 2 days to do this. And it was like restoring a car almost. You know, that was the satisfaction I was getting.
Now that you've done it once, you're like, I can do this numerous times.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you start to get more confidence, right? I'm like, okay, now this is all starting to make sense to me and how these things operate. And I get all the way to the goal line on putting this thing together, put it on. And the keyboard, I spill a little rubbing alcohol on the keyboard while I was cleaning it up.
No. And it sizzles?
And the keyboard goes out. No, it doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, I hope it's just an operating system failure, you know, and not a hardware issue.
Did you start flipping pages in a book looking for a solution?
I was like rubbing, like rubbing the keyboard real hard, you know, with paper towels and shaking it. And, you know, I was like, yeah.
Hair dryer?
I had the hair dryer down there. I had tweezers. I had all kinds of stuff. My wife looked at me like, you've totally gone completely nerd, you know, like, but I was I think my daughter gets a kick out of it. You know, she's watching me. She's like, we should get some more of these computers and just put computers everywhere.
Just buy people's old computers and see what kind of weird stuff they have on them.
Where do you think we got the Hunter Biden story from, you know? Yes, but as you start putting these computers apart and putting them back together, you do start to realize what a security trail these things can be for you if you're just not careful about disposing of them properly, right? Because I did get one of them ripped up, and yes, I found old stuff on it. Nothing, you know, incriminating myself in any illicit activities online or anything like that, but there's copies of my old driver's license and the computer and, you know, a social security card, an image of that, and I was like, okay. This was dumb. I could see how, you know, I could have junked this and somebody could have recycled it and a guy at a computer store had that and then sold my information on the dark web and that's how it goes, right?
Right.
So I feel like I'm getting smarter. I'm becoming a computer. I'm becoming Elaine Muskie. I just need to go, you know, get a sex change and it's all going to happen.
Just grab a vagina and you'll be all set.
Yes. You know, I've got the computer knowledge.
Not in a Trump way, in a Musk way.
Right. I've got the computer knowledge. I've got the sense of humor. I've got the vivaciousness. Now all I need to do is grab a vagina, you know?
And you purchase one.
And purchase one for myself, for a body part of my...
Yeah.
Moving on.
Ask Jenner what they are, how much they are. She's too busy filming. Jenner. She's filming her sitcom with...
Elaine Muskie.
No, Caitlyn Jenner and Slimer.
Oh, yeah, Slimer and Jenner, their cop show. I forgot about that. Yes.
They're on set right now in Miami.
Yeah.
Slimer and Jenner is a great show.
Well, it's been on hiatus for COVID, but hopefully it'll come back soon, you know.
Right.
Slimer can be extremely contagious.
From what I've been hearing, yes.
Yeah, he puts mucus on.
That's what I picture COVID is.
All right, this point.
The COVID, like, germ through your body. It looks like Slimer. It's just cruising around. Yeah.
Bill, LeBron James, we talked about him last week. You said he had his winter cranberry drink out.
Yes.
That's a Sprite. Is that Sprite that makes
it
that?
It is Sprite,
did you get some of that?
Well, guess what? He's getting into the tequila business now.
Oh, ooh. No.
Him and Pitbull?
Come on.
Everybody's in the booze business.
That's unbelievable. Snoop Dogg has a new gin out called Indigo.
Really?
Yeah. We sell it. I'm not sure who the supplier is on that one.
Well, here it is. LeBron James, this is from Too Much Zuck, everybody. LeBron James is taking a page out of Michael Jordan's book by investing a huge chunk of change in a new tequila company, King James. King James.
Is that what it's called?
No, but I thought it was for a minute the way it was worded here. King James, who's always been outspoken about his love for wine, is switching gears and joining forces with Lobos 1707, which launched Wednesday. That must be the brand, Lobos 1707.
Okay.
That's interesting. That sounds like a computer, doesn't it? I ditched my MacBook for a Lobos 1707.
It sounds like a plane.
With a Pentium 2 processor.
Yep.
LeBron revealed his decision to get involved in
LeBron.
That's how they word this stuff.
Did they?
Too much.
It's wow.
Bron, like they're old pals with him.
Okay.
Bron revealed his decision to get involved in an interview with the Wall Street Journal magazine, saying he tried the product on vacation in Italy and instantly fell in love. Isn't that the story that they always tell?
Oh, yeah.
Like the celebrities, like, how'd
I
you
went
get
on this worldly trip.
Right. You know, I was in a jungle in Tahiti kicking it with, you know, the most beautiful woman in the world, and I tried this stuff, and I said, I got to own it. I'll bring it to the States, you know?
Yeah.
And it's such hogwash. It's not true at all, you know? Yeah. They were in a factory in Topeka, Kansas while he was on the road playing, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, get this. LeBron gave a sneak peek of his new product when celebrating with the Lakers teammates at Nobu shortly after winning the NBA title.
Okay.
So you know it's championship material.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, you know, he's got to tap in. See, I got news for you, LeBron. Just like everything you've ever done, Mr. Michael Jordan has already beaten
you.
Does
Jordan have a tequila?
Yeah, Sin Coro, dude.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
It's excellent.
So, oh, really? So you give the big endorsement. Jordan had his own cologne, too, but I think they have it at Five Below right now.
Do they have the MJ cologne?
Yeah, it took about 40 years to get there. 20 years. Anyway.
That'd be, you know, we got to write a sitcom where a chick's like, you smell wonderful. And the guy goes, I'm wearing Jordan.
We got to start a sitcom, you said, about that? Maybe. The Lobos tequila will run from $45 to $150, depending on which bottle you get. Oh, so there's a Lobos 1707 tequila, Jovan, Lobos 1707 tequila reposado, and Lobos 1707 extra añejo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Here it is, right here. Of course, Michael Jordan recently got involved in the booze business as well, launching the
Sin Coro.
Sin Coro tequila brand with Jeannie Buss.
Yeah.
Another Laker.
Phil Jackson's old lady.
Yes. And Wes Edens. All right. Well, there you go. Try it out. LeBron, he's got his hands in everything, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. There's all kinds of celebrity endorsements going on all over the place, especially in liquor now. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. Snoop Dogg is the man right now in liquor. Snoop Dogg's got his gin. He's got Snoop Dogg Cali Red with 19 Crimes. He's got Corona. He's kicking butt.
All right, check this out, Bill.
What?
Aside from Snoop Dogg kicking butt,
yeah,
you know, Walmart will be giving free Thanksgiving dinners for all. You see that?
Come on.
Lots of folks are about to be giving thanks to Walmart. The retail giant is hooking up free Thanksgiving dinners, and they're pretty easy to snag. Here's the deal. Walmart's teamed up with a bunch of brands to offer cashback rebates for Thanksgiving meal staples like turkey breast, stuffing, gravy.
They're not handing out turkeys.
So they're not giving it out. They're just giving rebates.
It's
what
a scam.
They're in bed. They're paying too much Zuck to print this story. Yeah,
it's free Walmart. Advertising.
Yeah. It says here, all you got to do is select from a fixed menu of 9 products from Butterball, Campbell's, Coca-Cola, French's, Great Value, Idahoan and McCormick at your local Walmart or online.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, they're in on it. Why wouldn't you want to be in on something
course.
Like that, right?
Oh, yes.
They just got an ad out of us. To get the dough, you got to scan your receipt or link your Walmart grocery account with the Ibotta app or website. See, they're just making it too complicated now.
We have it with work. I deal with a lot of rebates and coupons myself.
See, the thing is that they offer these sorts of promotions, right? And ideally, I would think that these sorts of promotions are aimed at people that are poor, for one, right? You want elderly, right? These are the kinds of that might be needing help. They're not the ones that are computer savvy to know how to go get an app.
No,
you know, like,
or a rebate.
So
right.
You wonder about their true intention, right? Is the intention really to give out turkeys, or is the intention to catch my intention using clickbait like this and then talk about it on the air and just get a free ad? Hey, Walmart, turn around and just open the doors and give everybody free turkeys. We don't need computer rebates for this stuff. You guys got plenty of money to do this, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, work the deal out with Coke and have everybody, you know, they should, if this country wants to get back together, that is the kind of stuff that should be happening. You know, corporate America should turn around and try to help people out and start giving things back.
That ain't going to happen.
That is not going to happen, sir, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. We can pray about it, right? It's a good, there's a Christmas miracle. Corporate America, you know, turns around and helps out for once.
That sounds boring.
I'm getting Alex Jonesy again.
Yeah.
Getting Alex Jonesy.
You're getting Tim Allen-y.
I'm getting Tim Allen-y. Woo! Tim Allen-y. Woo! I don't know. It's getting out of control, and I do want to play a song tonight, all right?
Okay.
And it's U2, Clay. We haven't played any U2 in a while, but you do recognize this song. I believe it's in the beginning of Intermission. Remember that movie?
Yes, it is.
With Colin Farrell? Yeah.
Yes.
Here it is. Everything's getting kind of out of control. It's U2. Out of control, you yeah. too. Haven't heard that in a while. That's a good one. Welcome back, folks. It's pre-week. We got this, and then next week will be Thanksgiving week. We will do a best of next week. That's become kind of a tradition over the years now that the Thanksgiving week we always put together a compilation of some of the best and funnier moments of the past year. So make sure to check that out. My daughter made the honor roll, Clay and Bill.
Oh, wow. Wow. Congratulations. It was the
big,
very proud.
It was the big news today. I am very, 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 very proud of her. It's one thing when your kid always tells you that she's doing good in school. And I was like, is she, though? You know, like, I don't
know.
Proof. Well, because the days of kids sitting down with pencils and actually doing physical homework, everything's on screens now. And I can't tell if she's actually doing any real homework. You just kind of have to trust. So I always kind of in the back of my head, even when she's telling me that she's getting good grades, I'm like, is she? And then I know there's a way to check that through apps and stuff like that. Now I'm not.
Right.
But I don't. I try not to, you know, be on top of her that way. But when that news came back and she had the certificate and all that stuff today, I was pretty damn proud. You know?
I don't know if I ever got that.
I never did. That's why I was like, wow.
I was not an honor roller. No.
No.
Oh, I was in high school, but I did not achieve it in grammar school.
Yeah, well.
I blame both you guys sitting to my right and left for that.
Exactly. You guys bring me down, right?
I was a student of the month once or twice, I think.
I got that a couple
in 8 times.
Years.
Yeah, I think, but they give out student of the month. When you go to Catholic school, you got to get it at least once through your whole 8 years there, right?
Hopefully. I don't know. If you don't get a student of the month through an 8-year career, there's an issue there, sir.
Yeah, especially when there's only like 20 kids in your class, right? You never got it in 8 years and like, so how many months, you know, 72 months of school? It's nuts. Yeah. I'm very proud of her. I was never a homework guy either. I was more of a, but that was, do you remember how you used to be able to procrastinate and try to run in the TV room and sit there and watch TV with your parents instead of doing your homework?
Of course.
That doesn't even exist anymore because everyone's like, there is no TV in my house and it's kind of sad, you know? I mean, we have TV, but there isn't like, we don't really do family TV time together. Do you, Clay?
Nah, I mean,
does everybody huddle around and go, well, let's watch, we're all going to watch Seinfeld now, you know?
No, everyone's attention span is way too short.
Everyone's got their own screen in their hand and watching their own thing. It sucks, actually.
Yeah.
So I would say that my old way of procrastinating was your parents knew when you were procrastinating and not doing your homework because you try to come into the room and watch, you know, Dallas or something for a minute. And they go, get back and do the homework now, you know? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just want to see what's going to happen with JR.
Yes, yeah. You got to find out what's going to happen with JR, you know? Mike Sarkowski, our producer, just has a good question. Will I be rewarding Charlotte? Well, I did kind of. I let her have her phone that she's been grounded from for about 3 months back for about an hour and a half today. Isn't that a nice, it's like,
okay.
We give you your computer chip back.
For now an
you,
hour. You,
right, here's your screen crack. Congratulations on honor roll. Have some screen crack.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike, I think I'm going to try to do something special for her this weekend. Maybe we'll have a nice, you know, a pizza dinner or something, you know?
Got a za for the honor roll.
Yeah. You made honor roll? Oh, we're getting you a za. You know? And we're all going to then, when we're done eating, we're all going to go in different rooms with our own screens and not talk to each other.
That's the American way.
It is. You know? Happy COVID. On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. Fourth quarter of the program when we return.
Folks, if you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James Jim McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits from construction accidents. Mr. McGing has a long history of representing first responders and formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He served as an assistant state's attorney and was legal counsel to the sheriff of Cook County. As a judge, Jim McGing has presided over multi-million-dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So, don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm. 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. Call Jim McGing today at 773-467-8000. Once again, 773-467-8000.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister, back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the Southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew to share a good story or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
We're jamming.
We be jamming, man.
That's right.
Bill and Clay with their matching Bob Marley's. Well, they're not matching.
But no, they're different.
They each have Bob Marley shirts on tonight.
Strange. Strange coincidence.
We're jamming. We're COVID jamming. Yeah.
Because everybody needs to relax.
We want them to. I hope that everybody can relax together.
Yes.
Do you have any plans? Have you made plans yet for Thanksgiving, Clay? Are you
no.
guys? Are you going to just hunker down and just do it at home?
Yeah. We're just doing it in my family.
I mean, Thanksgiving this year, you know, Thanksgiving in past years can usually be a potentially dangerous holiday for a lot of people. You know, the shouting matches at the tables. And
Black
the
Wednesday, the night before, one of the biggest drinking nights of the year.
This year.
Yeah, what happens to that?
There is no Black Wednesday.
So there's people going to be getting Black Wednesdayed at home.
Yikes.
And they're going to be, that's what I mean, like mental health and people getting Black Wednesdayed. And, you know, you throw in, you know, everything that's going on. That's a recipe for disaster for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, who took the drumstick? Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, Clay, I think last week we ended with Phil Collins, if I remember correctly. And I did read this. He's in the news.
Is he?
Yeah, he and his ex-wife are fighting because she says he smells bad.
Ooh, Phil.
That he's let himself go and he's kind of stinky.
Phil is stinky.
And Phil Collins strikes back and says, I do not stink. My ex's hygiene claim is just extortion. What a weird thing to be extorted
what
for.
What does he smell like?
B.O.? Yeah.
Oh.
Phil Collins says his ex's accusation about him reeking like hell is a blatant lie and a cheap attempt to smear his name to get millions out of him. That's interesting. Yeah. The famed hitmaker filed legal docs calling Oriane Seavey, is her name, a liar after she claimed Phil became a hermit and completely secluded himself from the world. In documents obtained by Too Much Zuck, Phil calls it a litany of demonstrably false, immaterial, impertinent, scandalous, and scurrilous accusations and allegations which have nothing to do with the legal claims in his case. So he's just mad that she outed him. I think that's what
you know what though? Like I'd be like, oh, I smell? Okay, smell you later then.
Oh, that's you know your comeback?
See you later.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Have you ever been told you smell?
No, I take quite a lot of pride in not smelling.
Yeah, Clay, anybody ever tell you you smell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Many times.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell us a story. Oh, yeah. Yep. And people tell me I smell. Anyway, that's been the big celebrity news.
Body odor can be some serious stuff. You know, you don't really, that's something, that you got to take that seriously. Remember the guy years ago that was in Sport Mart that Dad said smelled like Dracula?
It wasn't Dad, I said it.
Yeah.
Because of the garlic?
Well, we've talked about this guy on our show. This guy's become a legend in our own brains.
Sport Mart.
Many years. Does Sport Mart even exist anymore?
No.
It's like it became Sports Authority and,
right.
And now there's Dick's. Yes, many, many years ago, I do remember walking through a Sport Mart and there was an old guy and you could smell him from like 10 feet away. And it was, but it didn't smell like BO. It smelled like evil BO.
Yeah, it didn't smell, yeah, you know, like sour milk, you know, that smell or like BO. It was like, hell.
It's not like sour milk, he says.
That's what Billy prefers.
Yes, Mike, a bit of death. Although I've never smelled death. Have you ever smelled death before?
I have not. I've only heard from my friends that are police officers that have walked into
horrible tragic
scenes. I mean,
you've smelled a dead animal before.
Have you ever smelled death before?
Have you ever smelled a dead animal, you trickster?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I smelled one of them.
There you go.
My husband, Phil Collins, smells like a dead animal. He's a good musician, but he smells like a dead animal. I'm out of here. Phil, I did see a picture. Like, I like the picture that they use of him. He does look like he smells in the picture.
He's always looked like he smells.
Yeah, he's always been kind of bald.
Well, you know
and sweaty.
What it sounds like since he smells so bad? Sounds like he's got a little bit of a case of invisible touch.
What? That makes absolutely zero sense, but I'll go with it.
What do you mean? Isn't that one of his jams?
It is one of his jams, but it has nothing to do with odor.
Invisible touch? Stink? That's an invisible, you know, some people might, you know, view that as an invisible touch.
You sound like our president.
You're going off the rails.
Invisible touch? Stink? Some people might think that, yes.
That was his latest tweet.
Right. Invisible touch is a great jam. He doesn't stink. This man doesn't stink.
I'm never leaving. Invisible touch rules.
Oh, my God. I guess I have to play invisible touches.
Yeah, we have to, because I feel like that's the whole thing. COVID is the invisible touch.
Two Collins songs in a row?
I guess. Phil, before we go, the Cubs made a big deal.
Theo
Epstein has resigned. What do you think?
They're not going to win another World Series for another 200
years.
No,
I think the Jed Hoyer is a good hire. He's been in this organization for quite some time now, along with Epstein. I think Theo... I don't blame him. Take a little break from baseball. He's got some kids that I think they were getting into their teens now or preteens where, you know, he'll probably, I could see him taking off 5 or 6 years of baseball, doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can see him potentially being, down the line, the next commissioner of baseball.
Mm. Which, really?
Well, I mean, they've always said it's going to be Bob Costas. It's, you know, or, you know, or...
Bob Costas, really?
I mean, he's been talking about being...
Should be Kevin Costner.
Yeah. It should be Costner.
Well... Yeah, you're right. Costner should be the commissioner of baseball.
Costner or Ken Burns?
Not Costner, not Costner. I don't know who Kevin Costner is.
He's from Detroit.
Well, yeah, Kevin Costner.
I heard he dated.
You mean Kevin Costner is the new commissioner of baseball? No. Kevin Costner.
Okay. I heard Kevin Costner dated Elaine Muskie.
Kevin Costner and Elaine Muskie are getting married. It's a New York Times piece for the weekend.
So I've been told.
Right. They're having a party in the Hamptons. They're inviting the president, and they're going to listen to some Phil Collins. It's all going to work out.
That's right.
Boy, this episode's gotten really, really off the rails this week. You know what it is? It's what do we talk about? You know, celebrity BS, how mad we are about staying in. We're worried about the holidays, you know. We're trying to find hope in this. There's a lot of anxiety in the air.
You got any new like food ideas that you guys are thinking about trying for Thanksgiving?
You know what? My wife made some stuffing tonight, right?
Okay.
To try out. She's trying out a different recipe before she committed to it.
Okay.
Dry run, we call that.
Yeah. I took one bite and I was like, no. It's not from, and I felt bad because she labored in the kitchen for it for like 2 hours. You know? She's like, well, what do you think? You know? And I was like,
Enough garlic.
I don't like it that much. It's too mushy, you know?
You sissy.
I like it when it's more crusty.
Give me some crusty stuffing.
Right. It's way too mushy. I like it when it's crusty. That's what he's going to do when he's the first maid, you know?
Everyone gets crusty meals.
Joe, try my stuffing. It's mushy, and it's not crusty.
He still has the same voice?
Yes.
He doesn't disguise his
Oh, absolutely.
Voice.
No, never. He's like, I made brownies. Where
he
are you guys?
He puts his hair in a bun and puts a maid's dress on. I swear I'm not Donald Trump.
Right. You know what gets me in the mood when I don't have to look at you? I play a little Phil Collins in the kitchen for myself.
That's right. And
I make stuffing. Anyway, it's been insanity this episode. If you've enjoyed it, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org. Or you can find us on iTunes if you search for Hooley's Hooley Show there. Again, we'll thank our sponsors, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, personal injury attorney Jim McGing here in Chicagoland, Fox's Beverly Pizza, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub,
right,
great spot in Beverly and in Bridgeport, and the lovely Tullamore Dew. Mike, do you have it? Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.